The evidence always has to be verified.
What are you looking for again?
It's always where you last left it.
Let us help you, sir.
Here it is!
This entire time you were trying to find your Bible?
Great Scott!
Scott who?
It's one of Professor Jones' old-timey expressions.
Ooh, I'm gonna use that one.
Bingo! Right there. It was in the Book of Ezra, chapter 1.
What are you referring to?
Yes, right here in the Book of Ezra, it says, "In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and also to put it in writing."
Yep, and that's exactly what we found.
Great Scott!
That's cool.
Whoa.
What is it?
It's the cylinder of Cyrus.
It has ancient writing on it.
It's written in cuneiform.
Carolina, I'll read the cuneiform from the cylinder, and you verify from the scripture.
Got it.
You can read cuneiform?
That's so amazing. Cool.
This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them," and so on. It's right on the cylinder.
It checks out.
Is this on the test?
Professor, are you the one who stole the cylinder from the British Museum?
No, we recovered it for the museum.
Carolina and I were given a tip that a very important artifact was stolen from the Museum of London, and it was being hidden in a secret cave in Egypt. So last night, we went to that cave, went inside, and followed a path that led us straight to it.
Wait, the museum sent you?
Are you some kind of secret agents or something?
Yes, for the museum sent us to recover it for them.
Whoa, he just said yes to the agent question?
Hold on. Which is the side hustle here? The secret agent stuff or the being the professor slash archaeologist?
Does the dean know about this?
Hey there, Mr. Jones. Miss Jones.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
I got that EPG from the dean on that light over there. You guys okay if we swap that out for you?
Okay, sure, Eddie. Do what you gotta do.
Sure thing, boss. You keep doing what you do. Pay no attention to us.
How many of you does it take to change a light bulb?
Just me. And to turn the ladder. Just kidding. They're on break, so they can hear your lecture.
Fantasmical! Professors, for the tardy today, I'm going to need you to fill out that EPG report. Oh my! What is that?
The cylinder of Cyrus.
Oh, how interesting!
Sir, this is what was stolen from the British Museum last week. I just read about this.
Precisely. And this gem confirms the accuracy of the first part of the Book of Ezra.
Which is why you were just reading that to us from the scriptures, right?
This is amazing.
Sensational.
Stellar.
It's pretty magnificent.
This is beyond my brain.
It's insane.
I'm so gonna fail this test.
I've already contacted the museum authorities in London, and they are on their way. Dean, they're going to be calling you to make arrangements for the handoff.
Well, I suppose so. And they will want that cylinder back el pronto. I suppose I should be ready to welcome these highly educated British Museum officials. I mean, learning is honesty and caring is sharing.
Sir, this cylinder is manuscript evidence, right?
Correct. And there's so much more evidence like this.
There are so many ancient copies of scripture, and comparing these old copies proves how accurate they are. This makes us more confident that the Bible we have is correct.
Do you realize that we have thousands more ancient copies of the Bible than any other book of antiquity? We have more proof that the Bible is the real Bible than we have that Shakespeare is really Shakespeare.
Or that Plato is Plato, or Homer is Homer. None of them comes close to having as much evidence as the Bible.
You tell him, Professor Jones, and Professor Jones, if you don't mind me saying so, the Bible is the greatest book of all time.
Eddie, you've probably overheard my class for eons. You can help us explain.
You got it, Professor. Come on, fellas.